I'm sorry, Bud? Long neck
bottle is what I'm going to say.
We don't even allow buds in the bar when we're there.
Hey, Bud.
No Bud? I got a friend named Buddy. That's what I mean. He has a long neck and wears turtleneck sweaters in the summer. Okay, well, give us a call a little bit later, okay?
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, and don't touch your body for recreation. Anyways, we're going to be, you know, here's the situation, though. You know, we've got a lot of people out there that would like, I'm sure they would like tickets, so we're going to, I'll tell you what, we'll take a break right here, okay? We need to take a break, I think. Now, let's take this call right here. Okay, here we go. This should be interesting. Kiss.
Hi.
Are you 21?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Absolutely.
Prove it. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, you want to go see the Bobby Frist show tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm writing your name down.
Okay.
Okay, what's your name?
Kim Engel.
Kim Engel.
Kim, yes.
Okay, what will you be wearing? No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
What will you be wearing?
We need some pertinent information. What time will you most likely be on vacation or in the shower? No, I'm just kidding. Kim Engel, okay, what we're going to do, we're going to leave your name at the front desk. Is that right?
Yep.
Or is it we're going to leave it on the wall of the men's room?
No, it'll be at the guest list at the front door, and Kim can bring a friend only if it's female.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's right, and she has to be 21 with a birthmark. Okay?
Birthmark.
Okay, Kim, your name's going to be waiting at the front desk. I appreciate you calling. Okay.
Right.
All right, gang. We're gonna talk with Bobby in a little more in just a couple of minutes. Okay, guys. Is that all right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we're gonna get back to some more music and do something really unusual in rock and roll.
VFM. Delayed reaction or something. LAV 853, Red Noise here. Another Guns N' Roses story. I don't know. These guys are just out of control. But I think we need to go to the source. We need to talk with one of their peers, someone who knows what these kind of guys are going through, the pressure that they're under being mega platinum selling recording artists. So we do have a rocker in the studio with us. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Frist, who is part of the... Now, how's it work with the Miller Genuine Draft tie-in now? What is it?
Yeah, they have a band network. They sponsor 25 bands in the country, and they figure that these bands are going to break nationally, so I like that.
So it's kind of an investment on their part in your future.
Absolutely.
Bobby Frist is with us. Now, you're going to be playing at Palos this weekend.
Yeah, we are started there Tuesday night. We're there through Sunday.
Oh, you've been there this week?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
It's been going really well.
Good
yeah.
Crowds, good response.
Fantastic. The people of Grand Rapids really come out and rock. Last night was exceptionally well, too.
Now, you're located in Florida these days.
Right, we're out of Tampa.
But you went to school in Michigan.
Yeah, I'm a CMU. I'm a fighting chip.
There's a lot of people from the station here that went to that school. It's kind of weird.
That's what I hear. A lot of us drop out, so that says a lot for the school, I think.
Did you graduate?
No, I made it through about a year and a half, and rock and roll.
What were you majoring in?
I was a journalism and broadcast. I thought I might do something like this or TV or something.
All right. So, you know, like an idiot, I stayed with that, you know, and here I am. And you're doing what you're doing. So tell us a little bit about the fellas in the band.
I put the band together about 4 years ago, and it's going real well. We released an album called Cut Loose in the Southeast. It did real well down there. It's in all the stores, and we're trying to get that elusive record deal from it. We're gathering some support. So
now, did you guys have to do, like, was it some kind of talent competition or something to get recognized by Miller, or did you have enough success in your area that they kind of came to you? How did that work?
Yeah, I think they heard about us because we're starting to cause a little bit of a stir in the Southeast right now, and they heard about it and they wanted to be associated with the band, so we said, come on, let's do it, because they give us great support, and they set up radio and newspaper and TV interviews and stuff, which is invaluable to a guy like me that doesn't have a national label with promotions guy, you know, going in front of them, so it really helps out a lot.
Now, how long have you been doing this rock and roll thing?
Longer than I wish to admit. Yeah, a long time. But I like it, so I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to drive it down the throat. So Henry Lee Summers has been doing it about as long as I have, and he just hit it, so I figured my time is this year.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, you know, it's never too late, right?
Never.
You seem like, you know what, I'm guessing 32.
That's about right, yeah.
All right, that's in the neighborhood?
33, yeah.
30, oh, that's pretty close. That's pretty
so
close.
I'm old enough to know what not to do in the
there
business.
You you
know?
There you go, there you go. Now, do you play rhythm guitar, lead, or a little?
I play both, yeah. Mm-hmm. And on the record, I had Pat Travers play some lead guitar. He's a
buddy. Now, how'd you hook up with Pat Travers?
He's living in Orlando now, and he produced an album for me about 5-6 years ago with a band called Force that used to play here. We did a show at the Gerald Ford Convention Center with Molly Hatchett, and used to play the old Green Apple. And
Jerry Ford came out and jammed on that one. Wasn't that the one where he showed up?
No, that wasn't the show that he came out. I think that was a later thing. That was a Doobie Brother thing, I think.
Darn.
He never
too
got
bad.
Out with us.
Oh, that's too bad. That could have been cool.
He had trouble with the stairs backstage, I guess.
What would you categorize your music as? I mean, don't you just hate that people always have to put things in boxes, but what would you call it?
Yeah,
just rock and roll? Or
it's right in the lines of Brian Adams, Seeger, Henry Lee Summer. You know, it's Midwestern.
Working man's rock.
Absolutely. We're blue-collar rock, man. We're for the people.
There you go. Well, we're going to do a number from you in just a moment here from Compact Disc, believe it or not, and Cut Loose. You got the CD and the album available at the...
We didn't do vinyl. We just did the CD and cassette.
Good. Well, who needs that? I mean, CD is it.
They're good for skeet shooting. That's about it.
Yeah, records are out. Okay, Bobby Friss is in with us. He's playing at Palos now through Sunday, and we're going to hear something from his band right after we hear these. And Bobby Friss is with us, and you want to give away a couple of your CDs? We'll do a couple now and a couple in a few minutes.
Why not?
Let's hand out, we'll do two right now. We'll do three.
All right.
Three CDs, we'll take the first three callers at 458-FM-97. They'll like a Bobby Friss CD. And we're going to play this song now. This one's called You Can't Come Back, and this is the one with Pat Travers?
Yeah, he plays a little lead guitar on it.
Okay. Bobby Friss on LAVFM. VFM 905, Bobby Friss, You Can't Come Back with Pat Travers on some lead guitar there. That's a jamming little number, buddy.
Thanks.
I like it. I like it.
We'll be rocking out all night tonight and through the week out of Palos.
Now, these are all songs that you wrote?
Yeah, they're all originals. One song I wrote on it, Memory Girl, it's a ballad that Dick Wagner, another Michigan guy, and I wrote together.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy that used to play with the Frost, and he wrote all the ballads for Alice Cooper, Only Women Bleed, and stuff like that. So it's mostly stuff like that, you know, rock and roll, kick out rock and roll.
What's your goal at this point in time?
Well, we're still trying to get that record deal, you know, get one of these labels behind us and do a national release, which is what I think we're bordering in on it. We're going to do a showcase down in Tampa the end of September, and the last time we did an outside show there, we do 6,000 people there, so that's where we'd like to have a record company guy see us, as opposed to come to a club and see us in front of a couple hundred people.
But that's good for the club person. I mean, that's great for an audience to come in and see a band like you guys in that kind of setting, and then 3 years from now, when you're like selling out the arenas, then they go, yeah, I saw them at Palos, man. They go, you're kidding me. Because, yeah. I mean, bands like Van Halen did that.
Right.
And Guns N' Roses, they played in clubs.
Definitely. Last night, it was, it kind of had that environment last night. The people were really into it. There was probably 150, 200 people in there, and they were really responsive. So it's fun to do that, you know, when you're in, you have an enclosed environment like that, and they're rocking right with you. And I get out in the crowd, have some fun, you know, run around with a guitar, let people play.
Are you wireless?
Oh, yeah. You got to be now.
Well, it's weird because every now and again, you know, you still see some guys that insist on staying plugged in.
Some guys, I think, are really traditionalists and think that the sound is affected drastically, but I don't think it's that much. I'd rather have
mobility.
To be able to jump out and jump on the bar and grab a bottle of Jack Daniels.
No doubt.
I don't know if Paolo likes that, but it's sure fun.
Well, I see you got this Miller strategically placed on your guitar. Do you play slide with the beer bottle or any of that kind
of
stuff?
Of course, yeah. We do a little thing where the bottle slides into someone's waiting hand and they chug the beer down. It's fun. We have a good old time. We don't, you know, when we do a concert, we do more of our concert setting where we do the originals and we do the show, but we kind of let anything go, you know, in the clubs, you know, because what people want to hear is basically what's going to get you over. So if someone yells out a song, like last night someone yelled out they wanted some CCR, so we played Proud Mary. I mean, you know, we'll do anything.
You'll go that extra mile, huh?
Hey, anything.
Little Dust Coupe! Beach Boys! Okay, Bobby Friss is with us. We're going to speak with him for a little bit longer. Make sure you stay with us. It's 9:08, 60 degrees right now, high near 80 expected, chance for some showers. Friss and Lisa's on the phone. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm great.
Now, you saw these guys play in Florida before.
Yeah, they're great.
Give us a little concert review. What do they do? What happens? What takes place?
Pardon?
What takes place on stage?
Oh, everything. I think I was like up slamming beers on stage with these guys or something. It was a great time.
You were partying down with the band?
Yeah, we were. It was totally great. I saw them down in Bradenton, and they were really hot. One of the hottest bands I've seen.
Are you excited that they're up here?
God, yes. I couldn't believe it when I heard you guys on the air today. I was like, whoa!
Are you going to go see them?
Definitely.
Well, sounds like an endorsement to me.
Absolutely.
So you're recommending this show?
Absolutely.
All right, Lisa, well, I can't question your taste, because obviously you listen to LAV, so...
Always.
You've got your rock and roll together.
You know.
Okay, Lisa, well, thanks. It's nice to know that you've seen them in Florida. We appreciate the reference there.
Anytime.
Okay, kiddo.
I'll talk to you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, I always have to, you know, ask you some equipment questions, you know, for the real hardcore musicians. What kind of guitar do you play, dude?
Okay, man, like, I got the BC Rich Mockingbird. It's like a rad axe.
Is it a rad axe?
It's pretty standard, and my guitar player is really into the Joe Satriani school of gizmotronic wizardry.
Lots of gadgets. Now, do you have a lot of gadgets on your guitar?
Not too much. No, I'm pretty much back to basics. I like Duane Allman and stuff like that, so mm-hmm. I play a slide guitar and the basic balls-out rock and roll guitar.
Uh-huh. And then what kind of amp you use?
I got a Mesa Boogie.
Those are jammers.
And you got to have the Marshall. I mean, you got to have the Marshall cabinets.
Uh-huh.
You're just not rock and roll. I mean, I've tried it before. I've tried to play with another kind of cabinet, and instantly you start playing like Barry Manilow chords. So if you don't have a Marshall cabinet, you're dead.
If you want to get that good guitar sound.
That's right.
How's your hearing? Are you not having any of that Pete Townsend syndrome?
You know, it's strange because I am having a little problem with my right ear, but I've been playing for about 15 years, so I have to check out one of those ear, eyes, nose, and throat men.
How's this ear over here? How's this ear doing?
Oh.
And then let's check this ear over here. Is this ear okay?
No, I have about a, I think I have about a 13 dB loss in my right ear.
Is this better or is this better? Do you like this or this?
I can't tell which way the E's are going either. But that's just because it's too early.
Yeah, I know how it goes. Well, should we do one more track from your CD? Do you mind?
Hey, you could play the whole damn thing as far as I'm concerned.
And today we're going to be featuring All Day Long. This is another track called Long Way Down.
That's right. It's a sarcastic look at suicide, if that's possible. A pretty stupid, ridiculous act. So,
and we'll give away two more CDs from Bobby Friss. If you want to call in 458-FM-97, callers 1 and 2, we'll go ahead and do that. So the song is called Long Way Down from Bobby Friss on LAVFM. LAVFM, Long Way Down from Bobby Friss. And a couple of fine tunes there, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Red.
I like it. I like it. And the CD is called Cut Loose, and CDs and cassettes available at the gig at Paulo's.
That's the only place they can get them in Michigan, because our distribution is only in the southeast. But we're going to go in and record our second album here probably in the next couple of months. So hopefully that'll be a national big deal that everybody can get.
Cool. That'll be great. We'll be looking forward to that. Hopefully we'll be playing on maximum rotation here.
Hey, that would be great. In this station, I go back a long time with the station. It's always been a favorite. Every time we get back in the area, we flip the old dial over here, because uh-huh. It's so few FM stations nowadays are playing, you know, the hardcore album-oriented tracks. A lot of them are going to the big hits that you hear. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, how many times can you hear Warrant's Heaven? I mean, it's a good song, but I mean, you know, I was on the way up from Florida. I mean, it seems like every station was playing that every other song. You know,
uh-huh.
It's like, it's nice to hear some alternative. I heard Steely Dan coming in and stuff. That's classic stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we like to pull out some the good oldies and the good newies.
Absolutely.
I like to mix it up. Well, Bobby, it's very nice to meet you, and I wish you all the best with your success in the future, and a good gig this weekend at Paulo's, and hopefully have a lot of people down there tonight, Friday and Saturday and Sunday, and jam with
it
you.
It should be a great, great weekend. We're getting a lot of calls from people that remember us from...
yeah, it's really been neat. A lot of phone calls from your old fans, ones that have seen you down in Florida, moved up here, and ones that have seen you a long time ago with the other bands.
Yeah, so if you remember us from the old, the late 70s, come on back out. We're still rocking. We're
and even better.
Having more fun than ever.
Yeah, okay, Bobby Friss with us again, and he's part of the Miller Genuine Draft Concert Gang.
That's right.
Something to that effect. And they're going to be at Paulo's now through Sunday night. Check out and see them. 20-